This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. In a nation built on law and order, American citizens, alarmingly, are intent on discrediting immigration and customs enforcement agents. Even more disturbing, these deranged citizens include sheriffs, mayors, and governors who have deluded themselves into believing that it's virtuous to harbor migrants, many with criminal pasts, who dwell among us illegally. But that is only part of the story. Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons recently explained that agents routinely wear face coverings because citizens despise them so deeply that they've posted threatening social media messages with photos of the agents' faces. And the threats extend to the agents' family members, even children. Social media doxing is not the only tactic agents face. Lyons said physical assaults of his agents have increased by 400% year to date. An agent in Worcester, Massachusetts, was surrounded and assaulted by an angry mob as he detained a Brazilian migrant. Marxist Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has compared ICE agents to a modern-day Nazi Gestapo. Meanwhile, ICE persists, removing dangerous criminals from our streets. More than 1,500 were arrested in Massachusetts in May alone. I'm Steve Woodward, defiantly teed off.